Okay, so here we are today for the special council meeting of the Village of Longview on Thursday, July 10th. And I will call this meeting to order at 6:02. The agenda. Any additions, changes?
I have none.
Okay, I'll make the motion to accept the agenda as presented.
Regrets from Aaron.
Oh yes, and we'll have we've got regrets from Councillor Lyons.
Thank you. I noted on these, but you don't have a copy. Yes,
that's good. True. Yes, and our condolences to him and his family.
Yes,
I think it's a good decision for him to
absolutely
take time away
from us.
All of this. moving on, 3.0 RFD Westview Place Sewer Waterline Replacement Award Contract. Take it away, Roy.
Sure. As per the RFD, right up in the PDF package, MPE, the engineering services group that helps the village out, recommends GME Excavating.
My apologies.
Be awarded the Westview Place Sewer Waterline Replacement. MPE has advised that GME Excavating has experience and track record mostly in another province. They want to come make a good impression here. All basic criteria have been met. All looks good, looks in order, sorry. And they are the lowest price bidder. The bid went out with criteria, and the basic criteria was low prices. And so as long as everything else was in order, low price was the criteria they needed to follow.
So they had multiple companies put bids in?
They did. I need to go into detail here. The council has been copied on this. There were about five or six others that did bid, including the one from last year. The one from last year, I will say, was very high this year. I asked if they knew why, and they weren't sure. MPE thought maybe they had an excess of work and just thought they'd put in, you know, if we can go really high. It was very high. So anyways, I am recommending, based on MPE's track record and so on, they followed their process. I've talked to Chris Watson over there, and he was the one saying it looks in order and everything looks normal and suitable, and they followed the criteria. So just to move things forward, and I guess we have allowed some time, council would know this, to go over some of the smaller, I call them touch-ups, that were included and discussed at previous meetings. So those have been clarified. Thank you very much to Mayor and others on council who have helped, you know, make sure we are all on the same page for that. So that is going to proceed. Good for the village. So there's some good stuff. There's alleys happening. There's some swales happening, and there's a number of, you know, potholes and touch-ups like that. Well, there's some sidewalk things, some underwater connections, a number of things that have been spelled at another meeting. So there's probably eight things that are being...
Yeah, managed. I was thinking there's the Malenberg Road.
Yeah.
There's the swale on Royalties Crescent. There's the potholes on Twin Cities Drive. There's the sidewalk in front of Badlands.
There's another sidewalk issue at the end of the street.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
And those are all within $378,000.
Yeah. The alleys are extra, which was budgeted extra. We're good with that. I have to take some responsibility. I did ask that we make room for that.
Okay.
We did. But it needs to be said, it shows the village council did listen to a number of residents that have come forward and expressed something that, of course, I believe is valid. So happy that we are doing something, at least about some. These are the key ones that needed a little more attention. Others were not able to do everything, but these are some of the key ones. And just so for the record, it's been mentioned before, but we did have MPE out, and we did an on-site with our Public Works lead. We went around, surveyed, and the Public Works lead was instrumental in saying, you know, these are probably the key areas here. So, yes.
Good. Okay. The alleys, how do those fall in with this company that's doing water, wastewater?
It's a separate company? I need to clarify. Thank you. I always think in my mind it's starting out combined. But the way it's going to work in this case, because it's a new company. Like, if it would have been the one we had last year, we've done this with them before, and it would have, we probably would have talked about it before already. But because this group is new, we've decided, so that's the village, myself and MPE representative, we're just going to monitor this. Let's say GME Excavating gets the award, as I recommend, that we would see how it's going, and all going well, then we would first approach them and say, while you're here, what does this look like? Would you be willing? How much? And so on. So if that works out, that would be most effective, most efficient, okay. Logical. If not, then we'll go to some of the other regulars, their Shawnees of the world and so on. And they would be available. I did check.
So the alleys are a separate
they
project.
They are separate, okay. And they have not been allocated yet. We do still think it would be likely, don't know yet, but likely would be cheaper with somebody who's already here.
Absolutely.
You know. Oh, and I
and your equipment's already here.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention, so the county is always in the equation.
Yes.
But we felt, in this case particularly, there might be more of a natural warranty situation. So it gravitated towards going outside. And the county might be busy. I mean, they have enough of their own to do. So, sorry, long-winded.
No, that's good. And it's important to clarify that those two projects
yes.
are separate. If they happen right close
well,
to each other,
this,
that'll be...
Yes,
alleys will be done this year.
Yeah, I would predict it would be done pretty much in the time frame of Westview Place.
Okay.
Because we did allocate...
It is easier time to do it than snow.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
All right. Any other questions or discussion about this one?
Nope. I don't have anything.
So there is actually a motion.
Yep, I'll call
the,
for a motion for this one.
If you want, I had actually written it out in a little bit easier font there for whoever wants to read it.
I move that council approve that GME Excavating be awarded at the Westview Place Sewer Water line replacement contract in the amount of $378,000.
All in favor? Carried. Let's get this stuff on the go. Update campground sandy dump.
Well, it was, Aaron had mentioned it at our meeting because we had said there wouldn't be a sandy dump. So I think that we need to move forward on that. Upgrade it in the fact that it needs to be a proper sandy dump that can be closed but also has water
mm-hmm.
because people use it and it needs to be proper because there's no screening on that, so it's been clogged, somebody's lost their hose down it, so then it's been plugged and the public works has had to go in and correct that and everything. So there's no proper screening and there's no way to wash your hose off.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we should look into what do other people have for a proper sandy dump? What do we need? And when it's closed rather than just having a
I actually like the idea of having it coin operated. So Chain Leaks has a fantastic setup and I think we can make it work behind the info
booth.
There's enough
room.
There's enough space, and I totally agree. One, it's an opportunity to upgrade. Two, if we're going to be having increased traffic, it's an economic development no-brainer as far as I'm
Absolutely.
Concerned. And then the coin-operated gives it a 24-hour opportunity. The only thing I don't know how to figure that one out, and I'll leave it to administration to figure out, is that currently village residents get to use the sandy dump at no cost. So if we switch it to a coin operated, is that something we want to lose? And then we're causing our residents to pay for usage of the facility. So just food for thought.
Men basically make that choice and decision.
Well, whatever you come up with for a project proposal and a budget and stuff, it'll come to council for discussion. And I have some images and a company name from Chain Leaks I can get to you so you can start sinking your teeth into that project over the summer, because then it'll be funding and all of that fun stuff. But
yeah,
I think it's a great idea.
And same with the water situation. can we make it that, like, I don't know how you would do it, rather than them sneaking around trying to get other people's water, you know, going to the community hall and get it, taking our water, and going to other businesses and taking water. Is there somehow that maybe we could put something in there as well that they pay to get water, but they can get water?
Yeah, there's two water situations, right? The one, I want water with the sani dump so people can spray their black tanks and continue to dump, and that's connected to the coin operated. And then this, the filled with potable water is the second one that you're talking about. And I'm not sure how we do that one, if it's coin operated or if we send them to the bulk water station or,
Well, yeah, but the bulk water,
you doesn't can't, have a hose adapter.
You can't downsize it.
So there you go, Roy. Summer project for you.
So potable water, where are we at? Or at
we'll just try to find some kind some way to do it. Yeah.
Because people come in and they bring their own hoses and then they're connecting, you know, to the SO. They're connecting, so they're stealing water. Or they're connecting to the hall. Or they're connecting, like, anywhere else that might have
it's interesting.
A tap on the outside.
Chain Leaks has their potable water for free. I was quite surprised to see that. Unless I misread.
Is it potable water, though?
Yes. Yep, because they have the, unless I was looking at it and I missed some kind of coin-operated system, because there was a unit in front of it filling up, their sani dump is coin-operated, and it's got these little step things that open and close to where you connect your hose to, and they've got the water there to spray the black tanks. So that's all within this automated unit. And then over separate is drinkable water that you can fill your water tank with. And I did not see any kind of pay, which I found interesting. But again, problem solve research, see what you can come up with. I think that's a great idea. If we can do the research over the winter and find the budget for it, and next council can look at installing it in the spring.
Well, definitely. You know, like, we want to be able to work with the
RV. It's a fast timeline, but we maybe have a year or two to work on it. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, I love the idea.
Do we want a motion just to research, or is that just basically?
I think, just if you want
to. CEO directed to follow up. Okay.
Pick that project up and see where it lands. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So then 5.0 closed meeting advice from officials, FOIP section 24.1AC, including land development. So I will move us into a closed meeting at 6:16. Okay, so we're back, and I will move us out of closed at 7:23. Check and see if anybody is here that wants to come in. Nobody here. So from that closed meeting, thank you to administration for updating council on all of the land development topics that are going on, and we trust you to continue doing what you need to do. Anything else that we want to talk about? Nope. Okay, and then I will adjourn the meeting at 7:24.